rocks.
All righty, good morning. 6:37, Sprockets Hunter.
If you only knew what we talk about off air.
I've always thought about getting like a camera and live streaming.
No,
like the show.
No.
So people would come in, but no, there's no way.
Do you understand?
There's no way.
Just think about some of the things we talk about off air.
Good God, it'd be terrible.
And you want a camera in here to record it? You moron?
Because I thought it'd be fun, but then you and I'd be sitting here like scared to do anything.
Just clammed up.
It'd be great.
You know, eventually when our podcast takes off.
Should we do it for the podcast?
And then we can start talking about some of those things on the podcast.
On the podcast.
Yep.
I think, actually, you know what? That might be a good topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to know what we're talking about right now, because we're being very discreet. We're speaking in code, I guess. Anyway, check out the Plan B After Show podcast. That's right after the show, 10 o'clock, WIRX.com. Right now, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
The I Am the Highway, a tribute to Chris Cornell concert, will take place tomorrow at the Forum in L.A. Actually, I'm sorry, today. This was written yesterday. It's taking place today. Fiona Apple, Brandy Charlie, Miley Cyrus, Adam Levine, Ziggy Marley, Taylor Momsen, Chris Stapleton have all been added to the lineup already. That includes the Foo Fighters, Metallica, Ryan Adams, members of Soundgarden, Audioslave, and Temple of the Dog. A limited edition Chris Cornell tribute Gibson ES-335 guitar based on his original artist model will be unveiled at the show. Only 250 of them will be sold. So that's one hell of a lineup. Whoever's going to that is going to be treated to quite a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing, and obviously well-deserved for Chris. Blink-182's 1997 album Dude Ranch inspired the name of a student-run company at UCLA that is launching a vegan salad dressing on Thursday. You know, you take something awesome, and then you ruin it with a vegan salad dressing.
And you blow it.
How dare you, students at UCLA? Yeah, Dude Ranch, awesome album. You know how you ruin it? Mm. You make a vegan salad dressing based off it. For God's sakes.
Does it taste like beef?
Beef-flavored vegan salad dressing. Lastly, Rob Zombie is done with his latest film, Three from Hell. He posted on Instagram photos from each movie in this trilogy and wrote in the caption, quote, "It took a while to complete the trilogy, but we did it. Top pick is shooting House of a Thousand Corpses in 2001, shooting The Devil's Rejects in 2004, and finally shooting Three from Hell in 2018. Kind of a big gap in there.
Oh, it's the third edition?
Yeah. Quite a journey, to say the least. Three from Hell is expected out this year, along with a new studio album, which would be Zombie's first in 3 years.
Check that out. Zombie, man.
All I know is it's going to be, well, what are they going to do, though? Because everyone gets shot in Devil's Rejects. Remember at the end?
Yeah, at the end we have Freebirds playing.
Yeah. And they're all up hot-ass
Three from Hell. Well, maybe they come back from hell.
That makes sense.
Moron.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Three from hell.
Hey, how about I murder you and you go to hell? As long as...
What a moron.
You know what? Shut up. Why don't you shut up? You shut the hell up.
Brock and